Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or by going to veteransradio.net, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to veteransradio.net. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses in the government and commercial or corporate marketplace. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to nvbdc.org. We also want to thank Eisenhower Center. It's a brain injury recovery center, and in particular, it's after the impact program goes beyond awareness campaigns and state-of-the-art imaging to help veterans, first responders, and athletes. Learn more about EisenhowerCenter.com. They're located in Michigan and in Florida. And finally, we want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. And finally, we want to welcome a new sponsor to the program, which is Veterans Business Outreach Center, which is located in Flint, Michigan, and covers Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. The center is ran and operated by veterans to help other veterans, National Guard, Reserve, spouses, expand and grow businesses. You can find more about them by going to vetbizcentral.org, 810-252-6200. And now on to our programs. This month, we want to welcome into the spotlight a member of the Association of Michigan Military Organization, or AMMO as it's known. Veterans Radio America has a partnership with AMMO to bring you a quick look at a Michigan military organization that supports the history of military service here in the state of Michigan. And we're going to encourage you to visit AMMO on Facebook and this particular organization by going to their website and Facebook as we go along. But first, we want to welcome into Veterans Radio John Mateen, who's the president of the Michigan World War II Legacy Memorial. John, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Well, this is a passion project of yours that you've taken on in retirement from General Motors. And it's a little bit of family background. You've got a father who was a Marine during the Korean War. You've traveled to such places as Normandy and Auschwitz. So you're doing your own learning of history here. But why don't you tell us how the World War II Legacy Memorial began?
Sure. So our organization started actually as Honor Flight Michigan. And the purpose of the organization was to take World War II veterans on a day trip to Washington to see the World War II Memorial there, as well as other sites. So there were several trips done that way. And then once those were completed, we looked at, what can we do next? For one, we found that the chaperones that went with the veterans also got a lot out of it because of the time they spent with the veterans, hearing their stories and such. And we looked at it and said, in Michigan, there really isn't a World War II memorial. So the idea was born to have a World War II memorial in Michigan, which would talk about not only the contributions of the veterans on the war front, but also the other contributions of Michigan on the home front. We're all familiar with the Arsenal of Democracy, but there are also so many other stories with Michigan that we can tell about their contribution to the war and really how it shapes the state, moving forward even up till today.
Well, World War II is certainly a defining moment in history. It's the greatest generation who are now, you know, passing on. So it's an important slice of history that maybe doesn't get taught enough or reflected on enough by the population. But this is an audacious project to try to build a World War II legacy memorial here in the state of Michigan. Tell us what stage of this audacious project you're involved in.
Yeah, and the purpose of the memorial is actually as an educational tool, as well as, you know, to honor the veterans. So the memorial will physically be located in Memorial Park in Royal Oak at 13 Mile and Woodward. We've been recognized by the Michigan legislature, both the Senate and the House, as the official World War II memorial for Michigan. So basically, we have the design plans are completed for the memorial. We've had it approved by the city. We have an agreement with the city to use the land. It'll be on the northwest corner of the current park area there at 13 and Woodward. And we will build a memorial basically and then give the land back to them, and they will maintain a memorial in perpetuity. We also have several statues as part of the memorial. There's 9 statues in total. We have the scale models of all those that have been completed and 3D scanned. And our first full-size statue has just been completed at Fine Art Sculpture in Clarkston. The sculptor of these was Larry Halbert. And these 9 statues are just a part of our story. One that has been completed so far is what we call Joe, who is a soldier that is sitting in a foxhole reading a letter from home. And then a corresponding statue to that are the parents on the other side of the memorial reading a letter from the soldier, you know, and then just showing the distance between them. There are 2 other scenes, the air scene and a sea scene as well. So the air scene has a Tuskegee Airman as well as another pilot, and Rosie the Riveter working on one of the B-24s at Willow Run. The sea scene is a sailor on watch, and then 2 children picking milk pods, which were, or milk seed pods, which were used for the life vest stuffing, because during World War II, the normal stuffing would have been K-Pak, but that came from the Indies, which had been occupied by the Japanese. So Michigan, Petoskey, had a large milkweed processing plant that basically did that, process the milkweed into the stuffing that was used for the vest. And the whole community, and actually state and even outside the state, contributed by sending the milkweed pods there for the processing. So those are just some of the stories that we're trying to tell. So the statues, I mentioned the state of those, the design we had completed. So we're really in the mode now of trying to raise the funds to complete the rest of it. The total memorial is about a $3 million project. Thus far, we've raised about $500,000. Part of that has been in the sale of paver bricks to honor different loved ones. And we have about 1,200 of those paver bricks so far that have been donated. We are now working with some of the larger foundations and larger donors to try to, you know, really kickstart this. Of course, this year we had a lot of plans around the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. But of course, then COVID hit in March, and it's really, you know, knocked our efforts back. But we've continued to do what we can virtually. So, yeah, we hope to be able to raise enough funds so that hopefully sometime next year we could break ground and get started.
Well, it's a fantastic idea, and I want to encourage people to go to the website, click on the memorial, the artistic elements, and you'll see what John's talking about. These statues are really, you know, they really invoke that time and place. So this is a great addition to this memorial. And I'm sure if somebody's out there and they wanted to fund one of these statues, there's probably an opportunity to do that. So, John, tell us what the website is and how people can help out on this project.
Yeah, the website is MichiganWW2Memorial.org. So Michigan www2memorial.org. And on the website, there is something that talks about the memorial where you can click on, as you mentioned, a 3D fly through of the whole video. I talked about the statues, but there are also several other elements to the memorial, a granite wall, pillars representing different things representing the war. There's also a map of Michigan where we're going to show where different things had happened, and a kind of a large amphitheater area. I think what we wanted to really make people understand is that this is not just a very cold memorial that you just go and see and walk away. We want people to interact with it and to be a part of the park, as well as be an educational tool. So on different elements, we also have a education coalition that has written lesson plans corresponding to the different areas of the memorial. So the education coalition, we will have those online so that when people go to the memorial, they'll be able to go to those different pieces and be able to learn about those, as well as further lessons to look at the lessons that we learned from World War II, because that's what we feel is really important to teach to current and future generations. It's not just honor the World War II veterans, but to honor them by carrying on the legacy of all the things that they gave us and the things that they demonstrated during the war. I think if we look at just our current situation with the COVID, one thing that has helped us all get through this is that we looked back at World War II and look what the country did and said, you know what, because they did that, we know we can beat this virus, because look what they did during World War II. So that gave us the confidence to move forward today, knowing that, you know, we'll get through this COVID thing okay.
Well, one of the elements of teaching that will occur when the memorial built is the representation on the wall of stars that puts into perspective how many Michigan lives were lost during World War II. And that's really a stunning representation in the design, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so it's a black granite wall that has, as you mentioned, stars on there representing the Michigan lives that were lost during the war. So there's a total of 458 Michigan lives that were lost during World War II. And like we said, it wasn't just that, that ultimate sacrifice, but you also look at the sacrifices that everybody made, whether it was a Victory Garden rationing. I mentioned milkweed pods. There was so much that society did and sacrificed to support, the war effort.
Well, this has been very interesting. I wasn't aware of the work that was being done, so I'm glad here on Veterans Radio America we had the chance in association with the Association of Michigan Military Organizations, or AMMO, to highlight and spotlight the Michigan World War II Legacy Memorial. And John Mateen, President, can you give us one more time where people can go on the web to find out what you're doing and donate to the cause?
Sure. So our website is MichiganWW2Memorial.org. There's a button on there to donate now, and there's also a button to volunteer or get involved in other ways. And also, if anybody is aware of any other potential donors or foundations that we might be able to get funding from to help this be a reality, you'll please contact us, and we always welcome getting more people involved in this. And I do want to give a shout out to AMMO Group in this, because as we look at this, people will say, aren't there other museums and things showing World War II? We have the Yankee Air Museum, the Holocaust Center, the Michigan Historical Museum, and then this will kind of round out with the Michigan contribution to World War II. And all of those things together, form a network of resources to help people learn about the different aspects in history.
Well, we want to thank you for being in the spotlight here and spending some time with Veterans Radio today.
Okay, thank you.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Veterans Radio needs you. If you like our shows that are informative, surprising stories, and relevant information on what's happening at the VA and the military, we'd like your support. Individual support of $5 to $50 a month or corporate sponsorship of $1,000 to $10,000 would be welcomed. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsorship or support tab, pay online, and keep Veterans Radio on the air.